Go Loud.
Driving me crazy,
my obsession for a western.
Dance all day,
my Romeo, Romeo. Captain got the head to toe.
Gonna get in line, get in line. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Bum, bum, bum.
Come on, man. No?
That could be the new
intro. Like
it could be. Talking bollocks.
I think that, yeah, I think that's better than the one we have.
This is not your podcast.
No, it's not. Sorry, I just got excited there.
So Terry's not here.
Really?
That's why we've been on a break for a while.
Yeah.
Terry isn't well.
Yeah.
He's on the mend. But he's not going to be in for another few weeks. So he wanted us to let us know he's doing all right. But in the meantime, it's going to be a few weeks. So we're going to do a few bonus episodes with stand-in guests, presenters, none of whom are going to measure up to Terry, particularly the first crowd we have in here.
Well, fuck you.
Oh, oh, oh. But one other thing. Terry just wanted to let everyone know he hasn't fallen off the wagon.
The one thing I will say is fair play to the people that listen, because the first glimpse that the podcast wasn't going to be out, everyone was into the DMs. And people had, I did put up an Instagram story that I'm in the gym, and people had straight in, is everything all right? Hope you lads are okay and all. So people are very considerate.
Yeah. Terry will be back, but he's just taking a bit of a break.
So today is the first run of co-host substitutions. And because it's Terrence Power who was coming out, we had to put two people in to take his place. And it's two people who were never out of this fucking building. Who was it?
It's Darren and Joe.
Yeah.
From the Stala podcast.
For a minute, I was going to say the talking.
From the Hold My Stala. Come here, you was in here all day. He's obviously busy. What have you got going on?
Live show.
We've been preparing a live show, putting a live show together. We're doing a show on Vicar Street on October 20th. So if you don't mind, we'll get a little quick plug in for that. Is that okay?
Dead right.
Yeah. Is that all right? Like?
Yeah, go on.
Nice one. And Owen's producer Owen is part of the show as well.
Owen is shocked that you're plugging a live show. Oh, what? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
What's
yeah.
going
I
on?
I can't believe you're promoting your own show.
Tickets are on sale now. Yeah, well, we're putting a lot of energy into preparing this, and that's what we were doing today. Making some videos, creating some content, all of this stuff. Because it's kind of like a, would you say it's a multimedia show? Probably not. That sounds a bit pretentious, but
it's one of them 4D shows, is it? The seats and all are going to be moving. Darden's going to be squirting people with water guns and all.
Yeah,
Oh, I'm revealing too much. I've seen the plans.
Nobody will be getting wet. Nobody will be getting wet.
Joe's spice bag truck will be there.
I've heard. So I've heard. Yeah. Is this fact? You'll have to just get a ticket and find out.
You'll have to get a ticket and find out. Yeah. I like that. You know how to tease it. You know how to tease a show.
Not on my first rodeo.
Fucking pro over there. You've been there before.
No, boys, I swear to God, I said it honestly, and I said it to Owen, I said it to yous, but I feel like people probably think, oh, you have to say it to people, like, the spice bag is lovely, yeah, you have to say that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, show was great, you have to say that. I really look forward to these shows. I was at the first one in Vicar Street, I was at the last one in Vicar Street, and I'm hoping to be at this one in Vicar Street as well. It's good crack. It really is good crack.
It's a good laugh.
It is. Yeah. And the gags are great. Some of them you see coming, some of them you don't.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about it. And I know that he's a flat out, because Owen is absolutely... His tolerance is very low today, so I know that he's been doing a lot of planning.
We have been doing a lot of planning for the live show, and we would like be deadly if anyone that was interested would get come along and enjoy the show. It'd be a bit of crack. I don't know what you've told them already, but like
he has not yet.
Good.
I haven't been in this building in what 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, no, I haven't said anything. And every show is different.
And in fairness, the last show you told me about a gag you were working on. And you're like, do you want me to tell you? I was like, oh no, leave it. And then you did it. And I was like, oh, I'm glad Owen didn't tell me that, because I wasn't expecting this to come.
Which one was that?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was very good.
That was brilliant.
I enjoyed that one. So Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And Joe's phone friend was Barry Keoghan. And
yeah, but Darden's phone friend was Ethan McGregor.
Yeah.
I was like, who the fuck? And I was like, brilliant. Fucking brilliant.
Is it A or B? What one is it?
But the way you set it up, you're like, I'm going to go out to phone a friend. Who's your friend? You're like, I'm your mate, Aoife. And everyone's just like, oh yeah, that's just a generic Irish name. And I was like, boop, boop. Who the fuck? And you're like, yeah, Aoife, I'm just telling him once we're a millionaire.
You don't know what I've been through.
Oh, that was a the cracker. Yeah, that was a fucking so cracker.
That was great. Yeah.
Darren watches a lot of Who Wants to Be Millionaire. So we figured how we work this into a bit. But you don't have to have actually listened to the podcast.
No, I know there was some references to the podcast, obviously. And
if you're a podcast listener, you'll get why we're doing it. But even if you're not, you'll still get the joke.
And you could tell in the crowd, though, so a lot of people were nudging their mates to say, oh, yeah, that's what they're talking about. You know, like, kind of way, like, no, that's a reference to the show. But everyone who was there seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I didn't see anyone being like, I don't get that. I didn't get that joke. I didn't get that. I didn't see, like, say, half the room laugh and half the room didn't laugh because they didn't get a joke. Like, everybody laughed, but a lot of people were, like, nudging to say, like, oh, that's what the reference is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you as a show, this would be the third one, the trilogy. Have you got a title for it? No.
No, but I like the trilogy.
Tree.
Trilogy.
Stall,
is nice.
Tree.
Stall a tree, like, oi, oi, oi.
Yeah.
Do you know like that?
Yeah.
I think there's a good little market employee there. You should use that.
I'm doing that.
And this could be the last one that we're doing because we have a lot of stuff that we're doing outside of.
For a while, you mean?
The podcast. Yeah, well, for a while, yeah. The last one that we're doing for a while. Like.
We'll just leave a question mark on that because people are like, it could be the last one ever. You never fucking know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Last one for, it could be, I don't know, a while, a year or so. Who knows? But it could be a while before we're doing the show just because, like Joe's saying, there's people have a lot going on.
Matching schedules and like all the work that goes into it and the promotion and then recording the
podcast,
day-to-day podcast that, like, you know, that we're promoting.
Flat out.
Then.
Busy.
Yeah.
So keep busy.
Yeah. I mean, our producer Owen is the same producer as your producer Owen. Like, they're separate people.
Yeah.
But it's a different but Owen.
See, he uses his producer Owen. He's just Owen and Owen. You just call him producer Owen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's actually Terrence's cousin. Owen.
You just go for lunch with him?
No.
We do.
He doesn't love us.
And I think we go for coffee.
His dinner.
He gets us.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Steak.
We've asked Owen to be on the live show numerous times. And what he always responds is that we couldn't afford him. And I well believe it.
Yeah, we pay him.
But he's been on both the USA shows, so there's a good chance he's going to be doing the hat trick.
He absolutely will be. He'll be at here. So if you're curious of what Owen looks like.
If you basically, if you don't like us and you like Owen from Talking Bollocks, don't be on the stage.
Owen from Talking Bollocks.
I'm going to get that on the big screen as I walk on.
Owen from Talking Bollocks.
It's always been producer Owen. I'm going to have Owen.
That'd be great. Yeah.
You should walk on to the hip knocker.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Look, you have my permission anyways. We're halfway there.
Oh, I like that idea.
Joe, you'll run the marathon in a couple of weeks. Stall it, do a bonus every Monday. We do ours every Tuesday. Today is Monday. Spoiler alert. I listened to it today and you said you were going to run the Dublin Marathon at the end of the month.
Yeah, I did say that, didn't I?
But what else you did say was that you were going to put it on your Instagram. And I didn't see that on your Instagram today.
I haven't done that yet. I don't even know how to do it, but I'm going to do it.
How to do a story?
It's not even a story. It's like making a link for a charity fucking specific charity as well. So I need to do it.
What you do is you go on the GoFundMe.
Oh,
you create it there. You get the link and you put that link on your story.
But then you can just keep the money.
Yeah, of course you could.
A lot of people are doing that.
Yeah. Well,
of course you could, but like, it's then you could just not do the marathon.
Exactly.
Win-win.
No, yeah, I want to do it because I think it's easy to do it. But the more I've been talking about it, the more I've been looking into it. And people are sending me messages saying, Joe, you're mad. When people do this, the nipples fall off.
Yeah, that I did one and the chub rub is real. Nipples were on. No, my nipples were gushing blood.
What, did they fall off?
No, they didn't. They were hanging off. They were gushing blood. And you take your runner's just full of skin, blood and toenails.
Oh my it's
bad. It's not just something like, I'll do a marathon tomorrow. You don't do that. There's a reason why people train for marathons. And now I know what you said, that like, oh, like everyone can do it. Like it's easy. Less than 1% of people on the planet have ran a marathon.
That's because it's boring though.
Yeah, all right.
It's because it's boring. Listen, there's 25,000 people signed up to run the Dublin Marathon.
They could have been more. That's the limit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They could have put more people to run it.
Big interest.
Yeah.
You could have 100,000 people running the marathon. I'm sure, I think Berlin has like 100,000 people that run their marathon. Like, it's massive. It's not hard. People do it all the time, all over the world, in every place. And
do you know what else you said? So fair enough, right? A lot of people can run a marathon and I get it. But you also said you're doing it in a decent time. What's a decent time?
Under 5 hours.
Just off the sofa, you can do a marathon in under 5 hours.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, what do you mean off the sofa? Like, I've been I'm not fucking Grandpa Joe from, like, I've been walking and I've been running my whole life, actually.
When was the last time you ran 10K?
I've never ran 10K. I've never.
When was the last time you ran 5K?
I done that run 5K with Chris.
How many weeks ago was that?
Ah, oh, it was about 8 weeks ago, 9 weeks ago.
Was that the last time you exercised?
That was about 6 months ago.
I've gone to the gym. I go to the gym every now and again.
You do cardio in the gym?
Oh, you get on the treadmill, do a mile or two.
What's cardio?
a mile or two. There's only, what, 25 more.
This. I had to listen to all this last week.
I know.
I can't hear it again, Calvin. Sorry, I can't.
Well, I listened to it this morning, and this is what I'm saying to myself. Oh, now I got to say it to him.
Yeah.
So are you going to run the marathon? Yes or no?
Yes. Yeah. Right. Well, actually, I had a ticket lined up, and I don't have a ticket anymore. So I'm on the search for a ticket to run.
So now we're in October. It's at the end of October. Now is when people realise they can't do the marathon. So they'd be looking to get rid of that ticket.
Yeah.
So
I'll
experienced runners.
Yeah. Experienced enough, they know with 4 weeks out, they're not going to be able to do the marathon.
Because their toenails will fall off.
Just a little more.
Did you hear the one he said in the other episode previous, that there's no wild animals?
Yeah, yeah, I heard that as well.
GPS, and he said every animal in the world has a...
Yeah, it's tracked, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like there's no such thing as a wild... There's no such thing as a wild animal.
Tell them you're only messing.
I'm not only messing, there's not. There's no such thing as a wild animal.
Play Darren shitting there, because he's getting held responsible, please. Please tell him.
The wildest of animals are endangered, which means they're even more monitored, like, doesn't
it? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, do you know if you walk outside this building?
Yes.
Yeah, there's pigeons everywhere. They technically are wild.
But they're not, though. They're eating human food and all that shit. They're eating throw-up and sick chips and all that.
Sharks in the ocean eat human food. Are they not wild?
They're tracked.
What are they eating?
They're not all tracked. Cruise ships all dump that fucking thing out into the ocean. That's why... Do you ever see a man, he done that TikTok where he jumped off the cruise ship? He was like a day. He was only 18. He jumped off a cruise ship. And people were like, oh, the search continues. And everyone's like, he's dead. Like, stop. And then someone done a video, like, in the daytime. And they threw, like, a plate of food into the fucking ocean. And you want to see, just waves fucking... splashing everywhere, sharks. Like,
oh, straight away.
They just follow. They follow cruise ships, and because they know, you're gonna get filled. So, are they wild, Joe?
Well, they're tracked.
They're not all wild if they're eating.
Yeah.
There's millions of fucking fish and sharks and all this in the ocean, and every single one of them are tracked.
Dear little fish, like I wouldn't even consider a fish a wild animal. Like I'd say more. There's no.
Yeah, right, Darren.
Jungle animals, like land animals.
I know you've heard it all, and I feel sorry for you,
Calvin.
How
many fish do you think there are in the oceans?
There's more fish than people would say.
By a good distance.
They know the answer because we had an episode. We went through all the numbers of different things. They were unimpressed by pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, do the Michael Jackson one.
Yeah. I heard this. You're not impressed with how many records people are selling.
Yeah. It's underwhelming.
Like, there's 8 billion people. I'm going to say there's 40 billion fish.
There's a trillion. Over a trillion.
3.5 trillion fish.
And every single one of them was tracked.
I'm not saying that they're tracked.
Oh, no, they are.
When you say wild, you think of something that could kill you.
Like a bear.
That's kind of what I think of.
Give us a few numbers there, Alan.
I'll wait for you.
What's something that you're not impressed with, Darren?
When we went through all these, you were very unimpressed with how many copies of Michael Jackson's Thriller album.
Highest selling album ever, isn't it?
Yeah.
What was it, like 60 million?
70 million.
Shy.
What do you think it should have been?
Like 600 million.
Yeah.
Why?
Because Michael fucking Jackson. And like... the ratio, it just seems like it should be a lot more.
There's like 350 million people in America.
Yeah, how many of them can even afford an album, Joe?
Yeah, but that's just America. Then you have the rest of Europe, you have Asia.
Basically the
world.
You're
just talking about 70 million.
So you want 600 million to buy the album. In 1982, when the album came out, there was 4.6 billion people in the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you want more than, significantly more, you want about 15% of the entire world to buy one album.
Absolutely.
Do you know David Gray's The White Ladder? Do you know David Gray's album? What did he say?
Michael Jackson.
Do you know David Gray?
Yeah.
Do you know his album, The White Ladder? Isn't that what it's called? Yeah.
White Ladder, yeah.
When that came out in the 90s? Was it 99?
No.
Or 98? Because the 25th anniversary was there like last year or the year before.
Go on.
1 in 3 households in Ireland had a copy of it. So what do you think of that?
Oh, you heard that statistic before.
Are you impressed with that? But that's probably only about bleeding 30 years ago. That's probably only about 10,000 houses or something.
We're talking about Michael Jackson here.
Are you saying that that's not a lot or that is a lot?
It is a lot.
For David Gray, that's a lot. But for Michael Jackson, that's weak, bro.
Michael Jackson, man.
Back then, how many people could afford an album, boys?
Everyone.
Right, come here.
Everyone.
How fast can you run a 5K, Joe?
I agree.
How fast could you run a 5K?
I'd say 30 minutes.
30 minutes, yeah. So, do you know the world record is like 13 minutes
is
for 5K? Is that impressive?
That's impressive.
Right, well, you happy with that?
Yeah.
Just fact check that. It's around 14 something. Because I remember, do you know, during COVID, when I was doing that 5K, somebody told me you could do 5K in 15 minutes. And I was like, no, you couldn't. And he got really defensive about it. He's like, how'd you fucking know? You never seen me running. I was like, mate, the world record's like 13 minutes. So, like, if you can do it 2 minutes slower than the fastest fella, you'd be out there competing against the fastest fella.
Could have broke it, though.
Who could have broke it?
Your man, that's...
He probably could have, yeah, if he realised that, yeah.
It's 12 minutes 35 seconds.
There you go. It's even quicker than 13.
That's insane. That's very fast. Yeah. That's like me on that scooter.
Are you impressed with that?
Yes.
What do you think of that, Darden?
I think that's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Good going.
Yeah. What do you think about the world record for a marathon? It's like 2:03 or something like
that's
that.
That's very impressive.
That's crazy. I think someone's taking shortcuts.
They're recording this fella while he runs the whole thing.
On roller
He's just following your man on the bike with the camera for the whole 2 hours.
That's like freakishly, that's insane. You have to be built differently for that. Your knees, your joints, your bones and everything. Yeah, I'm 44 as well. I need to fucking take that into account. And I have 2 kids. I could kill myself doing this fucking marathon.
Your man who ran this is about in his 30s. You know you get, when the older you get, you don't get quicker. Your endurance increases.
Does it?
So like if you want to break like your fucking 1,000 meter runs or whatever, you know the people that do like the Usain Bolts?
Yeah.
You need to do that like when you're in your 20s.
So a few Usain Bolts?
Yeah.
They're all doing marathons.
The Usain Bolts.
And then like obviously when you're going to your 30s and 40s, people start doing marathons then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're primed to start running marathons.
Well, as an animal, we are not fast, but our endurance, that's how we've gotten so far in the...
There's tribes in Africa who chase like deer and gazelles for like 2 days and just till the deer is exhausted. And that's how they kill it.
For 2 days? Imagine running for 2 days.
But it's obviously not consecutively 48 hours. Like they do break, but like they know where it is and that animal's not giving that animal enough time to recover and they just keep chasing it. Any questions, Alan?
We and Darren just leave, will we?
Yeah. Some chat.
Question. Harry.
Houdini.
Harry from Cork.
Maguire.
Do you know when someone sends in a question, do you like when they put in where they're from?
Dumbly.
I like that. Harry from Cork.
Gives
I like
a better understanding of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Harry from Cork wants to know.
This fella's already gone down an aisle.
Oh yeah.
Because he's from Cork.
Bay?
Yeah.
If you lived in a supermarket, what aisle would you choose to live in?
The dirty aisle.
Where would your bedroom be if you lived your house in a supermarket?
The fucking middle aisle in Aldi. Get all the cool stuff.
You want a bit of grub though.
Can you move around but you just live there? Can you still go shopping within the supermarket?
It's going to have to be where the duvet is in Aldi. Where are we talking? Like an Aldi or a Tesco now?
The Jervis.
Harry says Lidl or Tesco. But I'm going to say you can pick any supermarket.
It's going to have to be where do you put the duvets and all?
That's just the middle aisle.
In Aldi?
I think.
Tesco has the electronics aisle now and all. You can watch the telly.
Oh, it's Tesco, yeah.
Tesco's fucking huge, isn't it?
It's big.
What, do you have an electronics aisle?
Yeah.
One of England's
stuff. Yeah, I was in the one yesterday and they have protein coffee.
Shut the fuck up. Don't stop. Will you make me? You make me sick.
Protein coffee. They try and put protein on that and like protein toothpaste.
Is it just protein milk or is it?
I don't know. It's already that grounded coffee. So it's like 5 servings and there's like
probably
5 grams of protein.
Milk off the shelf.
No, but it's just coffee beans. It's the grounded beans. So what are you mixing? You know what I mean?
Just must be mixing the powder in there.
It's just stupid, isn't it? Silly, like people are drinking that thinking they're like, oh, come here, I'm an animal now. Just fuck off, like.
With a fulfill bar.
That has protein smokes.
Have you?
Whopper yolks, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait in one hand, smoke in the other.
That's his cardio.
What's the question?
What oil would you live in?
My boy came back from Lidl yesterday, yeah, and when she left, she liked one hand. I was like, guess a few croissants, you know what I mean? Said she came back and there was a child there licking them all and putting them back.
Stop! Stop!
Yeah.
Better than Floyd.
That is disgusting.
But now I'll never be able to go in there and be like, how do I know someone didn't lick this and put it back? Suppose you go over the top.
Go over the top shelf.
Fully grown adults in there licking them now. Make it sure.
Oh, that's nasty. That is nasty. I've seen some TikToks of some people doing disgusting stuff in shops and putting it back on the shelf. And I have anxiety now. I
don't buy stuff. Can't trust any of it.
Fruit as well. Like fruit.
Yeah, but I wash all my fruit when it comes back.
Ah, fuck off, do you?
Obviously.
You wash your fruit?
Yeah. What?
You can't do anything like this, the normal thing, can you?
Washing fruit.
Washing fruit is like a victory. Fuck them washing
fruit. Or like a banana.
I'll eat the pesticides.
People wash their potatoes before they peel them.
I
like
was
ticks.
A bit surprised that he washes fruit.
Do you not wash your fruit?
I don't have fruit in the gaff ever, but if I had fruit, I wouldn't be washing it.
Yeah.
Why?
Why the fuck would I wash it?
Because it's sprayed with pesticides.
Bollocks.
You're not going to wash pesticides off with water.
Yeah,
if that was the case, then the water would just, like the rain would wash it off.
Yeah, but give it a last rinse yourself.
No, lads. If you're going around washing fruit, you're wasting your own time.
Like, wash your fruit and wash your flute as well, yeah.
What are you using? Are you putting soap on it?
Oh, just give it a little rinse.
A little rinse?
Yeah. And it's handy because you come in the box with the holes in it already, so you just rinse and it's like a safe then, you know what I mean?
You be honest.
Right.
Were you washing the fruit to get the pesticides off? You weren't.
I was brought up in a household that washed fruit.
Yeah.
I washed potatoes.
And fruit stored in these big warehouses where you could have insects.
You have insects outside. Fruit grows outside.
And kids licking it.
You wouldn't wash a banana anyway.
Obviously not. The skin is on it.
There's a skin on every fruit.
Yeah, but you eat strawberries. The skin is on the strawberry. You eat that.
You wash your strawberries.
Yeah.
Oh, boys.
When someone says wash through, what do you think that means?
Like
fucking soap
and nail brush. I'm thinking a nail brush and dish soap and everything.
No, dish soap. No.
No, just give it a rinse.
When I think you're washing it, it's just like washing it under a sink.
You're giving it a rinse.
That's like blessing food after it falls on the ground. Like,
I hope so.
Can I give you your next question? Can I give you the next question?
Absolutely.
I've had enough of this.
Going far away.
Right. I can't believe I'm going to say it. I can't wait till Terrence.
It was a me or him.
What? You know we have a podcast for us as well, Owen.
Ah, McGinty.
Can we not do like a sound board and Terrence will shout McGinty?
It was McGinty.
Wow.
Oh. Well, now who doesn't listen to the podcast, huh?
Fuck's sake.
I know, in fairness, he doesn't
listen. I'm baffled now I don't listen to my own podcast.
He doesn't listen to his own
podcast. Why would you listen to your own podcast? That's the most narcissistic thing I've ever heard in my life.
He always tells us to listen back to our own podcast to...
Yeah, to get the listen up.
Get better.
Because he knows every stream equates to money. That's why Owen is telling you to listen.
How could it get better?
How could it get better at our own...
We've peaked.
Listen to our own podcast.
To get better at talking.
But McGinty must be a regular listener that sends in a question.
Yes.
Gatta.
His name is Arthur, and he sends in questions regularly.
What's the McGinty thing all about? Is it Arthur McGinty?
Is that his name?
So Terrence just calls him McGinty?
He does.
McGinty! His name is Arthur P. Reynolds. He's a frequent contributor to this podcast. Probably sends the best questions in. Sends lethal questions in. Yeah?
Arthur P. Reynolds.
That's his name.
Where did McGinty come from?
Because... we slag people when they write in, say, yeah, the state of that name, Hardy from Cork. Hardy, like, I mean, how old are you? Six. So we were slagging Arthur because Arthur's a bad name and we're going through history. What other Arthurs do we know? Arthur Guinness. So you call Arthur Guinness Ginty. So he called it McGinty and then it's just Arthur McGinty.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Right. Not bad. I get it
now. McGinty.
Go ahead.
McGinty says, if you're given a Spotify list of a recording of every single conversation with you in your life, which three people would be top of the list that you would listen to first? So three people who you've spoken to over the years, you get to listen back.
That gave you good knowledge.
Well, whatever you want.
The most entertaining, yeah.
Most entertaining, most knowledge, whatever you like.
That's a good question. See, isn't that a great question? Isn't it?
That's good questions when you can't think of an answer.
Oh, we can never think of, like, he'd just send in the best questions and we'd be like, I don't fucking know. Next question. And they'd be like, Dunica from Dunnycarn, he says, what soup would you eat at your funeral?
I'm like, that's a great question.
You know what I mean?
But you don't, it is a good question. You don't know whether to give a funny one or a genuine answer, do you know?
Well,
what I mean?
You can make three.
Yeah.
So I suppose a genuine one would be like, oh, my granddad, he's dead and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. My dad and my sons. Like, I feel like I'm going to have better conversations with them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I'd like to fucking stick them on the playlist and then like listen to them when I'm 90 or something like that.
Yeah, but once that already happened, what's happening now, yeah?
Yes.
So moment, previous conversations. I feel like, do you ever go back to like some gaffes back in the day and you'd be like, this is fucking gold, the stuff that's being said here.
You'd have to listen to yourself though. I would not like to hear myself and them house.
We know, do you?
Oh, come on. We're
going to have a podcast.
We should do a thing together.
We should do a podcast.
I'll go with me dad. Me year head in school, I feel like I had quite good conversations with her and I'd like to hear myself and what I was saying.
Back then,
yeah. And see kind of...
Were you in O'Connell's way?
Secondary, I went to Marino. My two older brothers were in secondary.
Jose Marino.
In O'Connell's.
Sorry.
He's the earhead. I'd love to talk with him. So my earhead there and my dad and... I don't know.
I hate this because I don't have them go-to sentimental figures that you have. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like me granddad. And I fucking never knew me granddad.
Yeah.
Do you know, stuff like that.
I'd say me granddad because he gave us good voice, I suppose. Good chats on that one. I was growing up
But like as well, like I didn't have that teacher who like he fucking always believed in me and then conversations were great. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what? I have a good one. And it's a bit sentimental or whatever. But me missus, I'd love to hear our first day. I'd love to hear our first like interactions and how we were with each other and compare it to how we are now. Like I just think that'd be really interesting.
Listen, look, remember you used to fancy me? Remember that?
Yeah. Remember we had the crack?
Yeah.
Do you remember we bought each other presents?
Yeah.
I think that'd be nice. So if they aren't too sentimental and not funny, I'm sorry. All right? Me dead da, me bored, and me teacher.
Shout her out. What's her name?
Miss Canny. Or Mrs. Canny. I can't remember if she was married on her.
Right. So Joe had the potential to go on and do something. Canny or Canny not? Hey! Do you like that one? It's been a while.
I'm a fan.
It's been a while. I'm a bit a bit rusty. A bit rusty. Good. Thank God Joe answered the question because I've no answers for that. Darren, have you got anything?
Fuck all, to be honest.
Yeah.
Some taxi driver or something like that.
Probably a random taxi driver.
I've never had a good conversation with a taxi driver.
We've had one or two good ones.
The last time, like, I drive everywhere, like, John, if I'm going out on a night out or at night, I drive, so I never really have to get one, but...
I'm in a taxi at least 3 days a week.
Yeah, that's... You want to get a car?
Get it off taxes.
Here's... Five years before I met me missus, I was working as a waiter in Taste of Dublin. In the Ivy Gardens in a VIP tent, and I was holding like canopies and bringing it around and like giving it the stuff, and she said that she was in that tent
at the same time.
Yeah,
and she doesn't remember.
I just said I was there that year, that time.
Okay.
And she was like, oh, I was there, and yeah. I was there like from the start to finish.
I have one of them as well with my missus. So the last Oxygen, we went down, there was about 20 of us all from town went down to Oxygen, and we set up leading 6 or 7 tents in a circle, and my missus was at that as well. And in all the whole pictures, like their group pictures at their campsite, we're all in the background.
No way.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Isn't that mad, isn't it?
That is mental.
Before I got with Amy, she used to say, I used to see you down the Shilling. And I was like, what do you think? Because she's like, you're a fucking weirdo. I swear to God.
Yeah, now she wakes up beside you every day.
Yeah, still a weirdo.
So yeah, here we are.
Passing ships.
Serendipity. Yeah, ships in the night.
Sliding doors.
It's all very touching.
I have my granddad, some random taxi driver that I can't remember. And you have nothing.
I just go with yours. And as I said, I've never had a good conversation.
I didn't even know me granddad.
I didn't have a good conversation with any taxi man. Was your granddad a taxi man?
Yeah.
He was.
He actually was.
I was going through my phone there because usually when someone sends in something with a screenshot. So I just go through my phone and it reminds me. But of a screenshot of some woman that sent in 2 voice messages. I was like, why did I screenshot voice messages?
Just see how long they were.
Right. Another one for you. From Mick from Dublin.
Yup, Mick.
He says...
The Mick fella.
The big Mickey.
Micka.
This is an ongoing theme on this.
What?
These bonus episodes, what we're about to talk about here. So.
Oh, okay.
Pissing in the shower.
So, Mick says,
we actually gave up on that. Right. No, I'm still doing it, but you gave up on asking people to do what they do it. So.
It's hygienic.
I think so as well.
I piss on my fruit before I eat.
Mick says, I work in town and every morning for the last 2 years, I've been getting my coffee in the exact same shop. He says, yesterday I got my coffee as normal, paid with Revolut on my phone. I felt the vibration on the phone, lifted the coffee off the counter and headed out the door. A few seconds later, I got a tug on my shoulder and there's a man shouting at me, telling me to get back into the shop. He's after legging her up the road after me. I had the headphones on, so I haven't been able to hear him. My payment had been declined and I was about 500 yards up the road before a customer had come out of the shop after.
Ooh.
Yeah. Turns out that the missus had used the Revolut the night before and she never told me. And P.S. I went back into the shop and paid for the coffee. I've now quit my job, so I never have to pass that shop again.
Yeah, he's right. He's right. I would have moved as well, just to be safe.
Be embarrassed.
What's the
question? Where's Westland Row?
There's no question there.
There's no question there?
No, so this is one of Terrence's biggest fears. Do you know when you tap it? Oh, and if it doesn't go through, the embarrassment and a lot of people, well, like, yeah, that fucking happens as well. And I get it. And sometimes that happens on your Revolut. Your phone vibrates, but it vibrates with the exclamation mark to say that's not gone through, but it also vibrates to say you've paid, so it's the same vibration. So,
yeah.
First of all, fuck the customer who come out after you.
Yeah,
because
seriously.
Like, mind your own business. Fucking grow up, mate. It's not you coming out of your pocket. Like, you're not going to have to pay.
I'd have chased them.
Well, hang on for a minute. When you go up to pay for a coffee, I'll go, give us an Americano there. And you'll be like, it was going to be $3.80, but it's actually $7.60 because the fella before you never paid. And I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Sorry about that. That's my fault. Mind your own business. It's the shop's responsibility to make sure who pays and who's not paying. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Don't go chasing someone.
And don't be shouting at them as well. It's the roaring and shouting at them that I think is a bit much now.
Oh, I'd be,
everything
I'd be
everything in that is wrong by that fucking customer.
I kicked him.
And do you know what would be funny? He's going to go back in and be like, yeah, I made him come back and pay. And they're going to be like, yeah, we're still charging you for the coffee as well, pal. Like, you're not getting your coffee for free. Does that never happen to you, no? Do you want to tap your card?
I was in Portugal a few months ago and I was in a fun fair, an amusement park or whatever.
Funderland.
Like a kind of a Funderland place. And I went up to a hut and I got a pint. Maura got a nice coffee and the two kids got 2 ice creams and 2 soft drinks and I went up the tap and they didn't take Google Pay and there was a big massive queue behind me. And we couldn't figure out why it wasn't working. I knew there was money in my account, but it just wasn't working. I tried her phone, that wasn't working either. And we didn't have cards on us. And her wallet had just been stolen in the water park. That's what it was. It was a water park. Whole wallet had just been stolen with the card and the cash in it. So we just had our phones and we had bought all of this shit. She had iced coffees made for her. I had points poured for me. She pulled ice creams for the kids. So it was all, it was shit that couldn't go back.
Yeah, you can't take it back, yeah.
Yeah, so it was
non-refundable.
So I couldn't, they eventually realised that they didn't accept Google Pay and we were like, can I PayPal you? Or like, how the fuck can we sort this out? And it was just really awkward. So then we stood to the side and we were like, I don't know what the fuck we're going to do for the rest of the holiday if nowhere accepts bleeding Google Pay. But then the lads came on and said, yeah, don't worry about it. And they just gave it to us for free.
I'm going to do that everywhere. Yeah, I'm going out and watch. What a bleeding touch that is.
Brilliant.
Point out that doesn't take Google Pay. I'm like, I've nothing I can do about this.
And you got it for nothing, did you?
Got it for nothing, yeah.
Handy one that is. And it's a good touch.
Yeah, just pretend like you lost your wallet.
Life advice by John McGuckin.
You had cash.
You had cash all along, yeah. Life advice by John McGuckin.
I'm telling you.
There's nothing worse than when it happens when you think you have a few quid on your Revolut and you go to tap something and there's nothing in it, but you've no internet to like update it through your bank. Like, is that that way?
I'd never have money on my Revolut until I go to pay for something, then I top it up. I don't know why. I'm very skeptical and suspicious of Revolut.
I try not keep a lot of money in Revolut.
There's a lot of stories about people like getting.
But you see people like, I'll buy that, and you see it's like 300 quid in that Revolut. I'm like, you're fucking mad, mate. Whereas I go up, and you know the poxy thing is, you ever go up to pay for something, it's like 7 quid, you have to top up by 15. You can't top up by lower.
So it's
just €15 constantly.
Yeah.
Right, one more question for you from Sean in Glasnevin.
Rest in peace.
AKA Fingus.
Might be. Sean wants to know, would you rather everywhere you go, you have to moonwalk?
Oh, I'd love to moonwalk.
It'd be nice.
Or every time you speak, this is going to be an easy one. Every time you speak, your voice sounds like you just sucked a helium balloon.
So I know Michael people Jackson. Do sound like that. Yeah, you're basically Michael Jackson.
One way or another.
Yeah. I'd love to be able to moonwalk, and if I could, I probably would get around that way.
I can moonwalk.
Show me.
That's not moonwalk.
It's a carpet.
That was close. God. I'm impressed. That was close.
I'll take my shoes off and it'll be.
That was close. That was close.
He's watching.
Go on. Now, if you've done that a bit quicker, a bit quicker between the movements.
He's kind of just sliding.
He's fucking there. I'm impressed. If you walked, hang on for a minute. If he walked on that, he'd have that on.
I had a bit me stand up about
him. He's better at moonwalking than anyone else in this room.
That doesn't mean he can moonwalk.
But I mean, he's progressed a lot further than I have.
Thank you very much.
I'm impressed with that.
Have you been trying to moonwalk?
I tried it once or twice, couldn't grasp the concept to it.
There's something with the heel, isn't there?
And the push down on the foot, yeah.
I don't want to give it away. It's just me and Michael Jackson. We're the only two people in the world that
can do it. I'm dying to try it. Look at him. I can see it.
Come on.
I can see him nodding like, I'd love to be able to fucking moonwalk.
I could never picture you moonwalking now.
That's fine.
Do you picture Owen like a teacher, the way me and Terrence picture him? Like, you can't picture seeing him outside me like, seeing Owen today.
I can't picture him outside this room.
Sometimes he comes for lunch.
Do you ever see him for a few drinks at all? Do you ever see him drinking?
No.
Seeing Owen drinking?
I've never seen Owen drinking. I don't think I have.
I have.
Are you? I've seen him drink with you.
Yeah.
You fool.
He was locked. The two were locked.
But maybe I don't recall it then.
All those live shows we did.
Oh, yeah.
I pick my own walk.
I go for the high pitched voice. I think that'd be hilarious.
Damn.
Does every time you talk, you're the squeaky fella?
Yeah. We can't even do it.
I'm so masculine.
If you have to moonwalk, what if you're going up a hill or...
Moonwalking up a hill would be impressive.
Up steps?
Yeah, but you don't walk up steps. You step. You just take a step. I don't call that walking.
I could probably rule out going up steps ever again.
Well, that's going to be a problem for you.
You were saying you can't lift your foot ever again.
No, you have to slide on the ground.
You have to moonwalk everywhere. Everywhere you go, you have
backwards.
To moonwalk.
I'll go upstairs backwards.
Oh, sit down.
It's going to be hard now.
What's your rumba? When you meet a step, you're fucked. Oh, there's a step there. I can't progress.
If you have
further.
To moonwalk. Yeah.
You can go upstairs, Owen. Come on, will you?
I'm sorry, says who? Says who?
No, you can't.
Who says you can't?
The question.
The question says you can't.
The question and me.
And the moonwalk.
No, I'm not having that. So that's the case, you can't drive anywhere.
The moonwalk says you can't.
So you can't drive anywhere.
No.
You can moonwalk into your car.
No. And then sit there and not
But
drive.
You can't, because you have to step into the car.
By moonwalking.
Well, you could.
So then you can step up the stairs.
No, what if you don't need them.
No. Open the car door, lower the window, then with your arms, lift yourself up.
The most professional man in this room is going through how to moonwalk into a car.
This
can we just
incredible.
Stop for a second?
This is incredible.
Yeah. Can we just stop for a second and just
but
listen to this?
I am accurately going through how to
listen to this.
This is fantastic. This is like a highlight
I'm
of my life.
I'm saying you need some way to leave here.
We're not allowed to talk about fucking field, but Owen is talking about the moonwalk into a car.
Have we ever discussed moonwalking into a car before today?
Yeah, no, I'm adding it to the list. We're not allowed to talk about it. We're not allowed to talk about moonwalking anymore. Joe, something I want to ask you about your spice bag truck. Has any cunt ever come up to you and said, can I review it now?
No, not specifically.
Because I think there's a good market there for people to review spice bags.
Are you fucking joking? Everyone does. Everyone on that blade and granny reviews spice bags.
Sarcasm sprinkled in there.
Oh, okay.
It went a bit over.
It went off my head. We're right off my head.
Yeah, yeah. Moon walked over your head. That right.
Can't moon walk over.
No, that's ruled out. Is it? Has someone not reached out to you and said that, Joe? No.
No.
Do you have to reach out, or can you just phone fucking up and review something?
So people do reach out and be like, can I come down and review your food or whatever?
They want free food.
Yeah, but I just feel like
someone came down and asked.
And did you let them?
I was like, yeah, go for it.
And you charge yourself them out.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then that's all right. Do whatever you want, what you pay, isn't it? You can fuck around someone if you want.
I'll tell you, one person got a free spice bag.
I know who it was. Owen Brennan.
And did I give it a good review?
He did give
it. I'm not saying he bought my
Did you give it an honest review, or did you give it a good review of a good faith because he gave it to you for free and you'd be like, you know what, nice one. Oh, that's the best spice bag you ever had. Thanks.
No, I'd never be giving good reviews just for a freebie.
You give an honest review.
Very unethical.
You gave an honest review.
It was an honest review.
Yeah,
it was.
Oh, there you go. How that
you should have came there. You were at Coldplay. You should have came by and had one.
Yeah, you were on the other end of Dublin though. I was in the Ballybock end of the Coldplay. You were over on Bleeding Mountjoy Square.
Yeah, it was sort of all.
It's a bit of a trek to be going up and out of the way, Joe.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it myself.
No, you wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have done it myself.
I heard you bunked in the Coldplay.
I know, how dare you? I got in for free, mind you. I know a bunch of people that, well, Moira got tickets when you went on sale. Like.
So how'd you get in for free then? Free as in that you didn't pay
for your wife? Moira
yeah,
them, yeah.
Grand. Absolutely grand.
No, I didn't get into Coldplay for free.
So, speaking of tickets, we have a live show coming up very soon.
Correct.
I'm in like very soon.
20 minutes.
October 20th.
That's close.
Yeah. Pretty close. Yeah.
You got the 20, right?
October 20th in Vicar Street. Mm-hmm. Tickets are on sale now in Ticketmaster.
Lads, again, thanks for saving us. This is like the break glass in case of emergency and fucking Darden and Joe show up. But I appreciate it.
We're just sitting in a glass box in Go Loud Studios.
Just waiting, yeah. That's it. So send any questions. What's the email address?
Talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com.
How do they know it? I don't know it.
Because all of them are at goloudnow.com.
Right, so there you go. Send your questions and send any suggested co-hosts that you want to hear for the bonuses going forward. And I suppose that's it. Take us out.
So basically, like, Will our White's on next week, yeah?
More than likely, yeah. Basically, yeah. We're going to try and shake her up with me and Adrian Kennedy sitting in hand next week. You know what
that'd
I mean?
Be good.
More than.
No, we're going to try and shake up. We'll see. I reckon there'll be a few usual suspects. But send all that stuff to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Right, that's it. Send all your stuff there.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up. Work it hard and slow. When you finish that. The Hypnocker. Come on.